Our gospel lesson comes from the gospel according to St. Matthew in the second chapter as we hear of the visit of the wise men. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage.' When they heard the king, they set out. And there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let us pray. Lord God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Have you ever followed someone? Perhaps you've done this while driving. Maybe you've also had the experience of trying to follow someone while driving and getting stuck at an intersection or behind some oncoming traffic. Now, was the person you were following aware that you had gotten sidetracked? Did they wait for you to catch up, or did they continue on, oblivious that you weren't quite where you used to be? I have a brother who's really good to follow in traffic. He is always aware of where you are behind him. If you get stopped at a red light or a couple cars behind, he'll pull off to the side of the road and wait until you're nearby, and then he'll go and lead you where you're supposed to be going with him. I have a father who is not quite so good at being aware of people who are following him as we're driving. There have been many a time where I've been stuck at a red light and he's continued on and on and on. So sometimes it's good to have a GPS or a navigation app open. Have you ever gotten lost following your GPS? I'm glad I'm not the only one. Some of us are better at following than others. And some directions are easier to follow than others. So if you will humor me, let's try our hand at following this morning. You ready? We're going to play a game called Simon Says. All right. Through Simon Says, we're going to demonstrate how good we are at following. Got it? All right. Simon Says, clap your hands. Simon Says, stop clapping. Simon says, smile. Touch your nose. Oh, Simon didn't say. All right. So there were wise men from the east, and they were following a star. And they've come quite a ways. They've made it all the way to Jerusalem, the capital city. But it's a big city. And they see a palace. And surely, this special sign, this star, is leading them to the big palace. So they stop in to ask about this new king that's been born. They take a detour to Herod's court, these wise men. But they don't stay. They get word that the king is not there. And so they move on, once again following the star, this time to Bethlehem, where it stops over a house. And the visitors go inside as Jesus and Mary receive them. The wise men followed the star. Maybe not perfectly. They got sidetracked. They wandered a little bit. They took a detour. But they got to their destination. And perhaps the star had to pause a little bit in Jerusalem to wait for these wise men to catch up. And while the star probably didn't say, recalculating, the way my GPS often does, it got the wise men back on track. Now, it's interesting that God chooses the wise men to be the visitors to Jesus, the ones who come a great distance. We don't know a lot about these visitors, just that they've traveled for a while, quite a while probably, and they've come from the east. I think the wonderful thing about the wise men in the story is that they help us to understand just how far God is willing to reach out to make sure that all people know the good news of Christ's birth. God seems to be willing to do whatever it takes to announce the birth of Jesus, whether it's angels singing in the night sky to some shepherds on the hillside, or a star in the sky where visitors far away begin to follow it, or even uninvited guests traipsing up to the palace claiming a new king has been born so that the current king can hear the news. The wise men begin following a brilliant star because they recognize that something important is going on. Something new, something spectacular, something compelling has happened. And so they leave. They leave what they know and what is familiar. They leave their homeland to follow a star across the sky on a grand adventure. Have you ever been on a grand adventure? A little over a year ago, Ryan and I took a trip to a foreign country where we stayed for a little while. And we decided to travel on our own, not with a specific tour package or company dictating our stay, but sort of making it up a little bit as we went along. And part of what that meant as we were on our grand adventure was driving in a foreign land on the other side of the road. And it wasn't just on the other side of the road, but on all sorts of roads in varying conditions. There were some roads that we traveled down that resembled great modern highways. Those were pretty easy to navigate. There were city streets, and we could do okay with those too. And then there were the ones we found ourselves driving down on occasion that could only be described as single-lane roads with close-growing hedgerows and oncoming traffic through the middle of a pasture with sheep and other critters. On our adventure, we saw all sorts of things. We stopped and looked. One of the things we saw was a church built in around 800 AD using only stones and no mortar. The building was still standing and in good condition. An amazing thing to see. We had a grand adventure. We enjoyed the journey. And from time to time, we found ourselves wandering off of our intended course. I wonder how many times you, like I, have been following the star spiritually, so to speak, only to get sidetracked, to wander off course, to take the scenic detour, to head into Herod's palace and ask about a new king rather than continue following the star. I like to think of myself as a focused and disciplined person. However, I get distracted in my spiritual life. I get derailed from time to time. And I need a star to help me get back on track, to guide me with its light. So today, we're all going to receive stars. Everybody gets a star. Now, there's a word written on each star. In fact, there are about 150 different words written on our group of stars. These stars are meant to help guide us in our spiritual lives, to focus us and help us discipline ourselves, particularly at the beginning of a new year. And we'll receive these stars in the same way that the wise men received their star, as a gift given to us by God, something to be observed for a time to come. So each of you get a star. There are a few repeats, but most of them are distinct. So you will likely not get the same word as the person sitting next to you, as someone in your family, as someone you're related to, your aunt, your uncle, your cousin. And when you reach to receive your star, reach in and pull out a star. No fishing around for a certain word. No putting the star back if you don't like the word you get. Okay? The star has come to rest with you. I have a friend who is in a church that celebrates Epiphany each year by star words. And she has now received the same word 3 years in a row. She's received patience for the third year. She's getting the idea that perhaps patience is supposed to play an important role in her life. So whatever star word you receive, my prayer is that it becomes a word that comes to bear rich spiritual meaning in your life this year. Take your star home with you. Don't leave it in the pew. Don't trade it with your neighbor. It's your star. All right? Take it home. Put it somewhere where you will see it, whether that's sticking it up on the refrigerator or on your bathroom mirror or on the nightstand, somewhere where you will notice it daily. And then let God's divine guidance impact your spiritual journey and your destination. My hope is that God will lead you precisely to the place that you have been seeking, such that you find Christ, just the way that God led the wise men to find Jesus. And when you find Christ, may you be found rejoicing as the wise men rejoiced. My hope is that in following these stars, in letting them bear some guidance in our lives, we will be drawn closer to the truth and love of God, made known to us in Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.